there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome to the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. Dave Ross with Mike Pritchard back here at South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas. Pritch, I feel like I haven't seen you all summer.
It's been a minute.
How was
I went on vacation.
How was it?
It was awesome. It was awesome. I mean, I haven't taken a vacation since joining VEASAN.
That's what I've been told.
Right?
I've been told you work.
I'm a grinder.
You're
no
grinder.
Days off. No days off. But
Bill Belichick.
I figured if I was going to have a vacation, I was going to have a vacation. I was going to go full vacation.
So you did it right.
I did it right. I went full vacation.
Now, you did a little wine tasting maybe?
Yes, I went to Tahoe, went to Sonoma, Napa, wine tasting, saw Carlos Santana and Earth, Wind & Fire concert.
What?
Shoreline Amphitheater out there in San Jose.
Well, that probably wasn't too bad.
It was not too bad. That kicked off the vacation.
Oh, wow.
So I started off that way, continued, little Tahoe, little Sonoma, like I said, Napa, and chilled out. I never thought this was going to happen in my life. And not that I'm a huge fan or stalker or anything like that, but I'm at this resort in Santa Rosa, right outside Sonoma and Napa. And Kenny Loggins is having a concert up there.
Come on.
Had dinner right next to Kenny Loggins. And
this
his wife.
Is it?
Yep.
And Footloose.
Maverick, what's the song from Top Gun?
Oh, yeah. Danger Zone.
Right, Danger Zone. So I guess I was in the danger zone up there in Santa Rosa next to Kenny Loggins.
He had an amazing run in the late 70s, 80s that you could put up against any.
Absolutely.
Right? Because I know, like, Mitch and Paulie were talking about, you know, Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kenny Loggins. You look at the bangers that guy had in a different era,
right.
Of course, but it was sustainable.
It was.
And when I was thinking this is it, the reason why I remember that, why it resonates to me as a kid and a sports fan, is that was the theme song before the national championship between UCLA and Louisville with Daryl Griffin and Dr. Duncanstein and Louisville Cardinal in the NCAA Finals.
Right.
That was like 79-80, and they played that. This is it.
The doors to a conversation you can open by just bringing up Kenny Loggins. How about that?
Something I didn't see coming. And speaking of UCLA on the program today, we're going to have Rick Doc Walker on the program. He is a Bruin. He is everybody in Washington, D.C. knows Doc very well. Won a Super Bowl, of course, with Joe Gibbs. I told him yesterday, I said, you know, I got Mike Pritchard. I got a fellow Pac-12er on. You guys, I can't wait to pick your brain about what's going on with the Pac-12. Is it the Pac-3? I don't know what's going on with the conference. We'll get your thoughts and certainly DOC's as well and talk Washington Commanders with Doc. And we're going to have Thomas Gable join us, of course, from the Borgata out there in New Jersey and figure out what's going on out in the East Coast this weekend as well. But let's stay in the West Coast. And this has been a conversation that we've been having here in the last couple of days. And now with Baker Mayfield, like it feels like the musical chairs of quarterback – it's slowing down, right? Because there's only possibly one more team that really could upgrade before we get to training camp here, and that feels like the Seattle Seahawks. Now, you know, we talked to Rob Guerrera yesterday right here on the Lombardi Line. It covers the Niners, and he says there's just no way that you can bring back Jimmy G to San Francisco, that Kyle's got to work out a deal and figure out a way that he cannot be on this 53-man roster. Pritch, is that true? Is it tenable to somehow, if you can't get the right deal, you know, we're talking about Kevin Durant,
right?
If the Brooklyn Nets can get the right deal, right? What about San Francisco with Jimmy G? Would we just give him away because we got to turn it over to Trey Lance?
Well, they put themselves in a situation, though, Dave, if you think about it. I mean, you trade up for Trey Lance, and so you elevate that young man and his profile instantly.
Yeah.
Right? And so the pressure's on. I mean, I think a lot of people are curious about his skill set and what he can do and what he can present for the 49ers. Jimmy G, we know what he is. We know what he's all about. More importantly, Kyle Shanahan knows who he is and know what he's all about. And I think Kyle Shanahan feels like he's limited with Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo gives you the safety net, though, the experience. He started in a Super Bowl, didn't win a Super Bowl, could have got to another Super Bowl. But, you know, that's the reality of a quarterback like Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, until you have that victory on your roster, on your resume, you're going to have that self-doubt, I think, or people are going to have that doubt about you. And it's unfortunate. I mean, this league does that, though. This league can move on or from a player if they fall out of favor. And that's what I think has happened to Jimmy G in this regard. I mean, I get it. Trey Lance presents so many other things, but it is an unknown. It really is an unknown. But it's unfortunate for Jimmy G to be in this situation, though.
You know, I keep hearing, and just from people that I talk to that clearly, like yourself, like a Doc Walker, Rob Guerrero yesterday, who clearly is not in the camp, that Jimmy G is the right guy to lead this football team going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And what it seems to me is, depending on who you talk to and how you evaluate Jimmy Garoppolo, it's that I've heard some say, well, the floor is higher than the floor of Trey Lance, okay? The floor could be really low for Trey in year number two. But the ceiling for Lance could be that's what you're trying to get to ultimately win the chip.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
And you got to roll the dice and take that chance if the upside is just that much more obtainable, and really what you're trying to obtain is the championship.
Right, what coaches look for, and in particular Kyle Shanahan, people like that, they look for that growth from a player. Jimmy G is probably done growing as a quarterback.
He is where he is.
You know what you have with him, and that's what we mentioned before. I mean, here's a quote. Steve Palazzolo from PFF, I believe, here. I found this on Twitter last year, and it sums up Jimmy G perfectly. He puts out on Twitter, Jimmy Garoppolo has that special trait of being both over and underrated at the same time.
Wow.
No matter which side you believe, you'll be right at some point.
And it's so true. Traits.
It's so true, though. But it's okay. So here's where Jimmy G is for me.
Okay.
Because you mentioned this before, Dave. Tart is the safety, right?
He catches the ball.
He catches the ball during another Super Bowl. And then, okay, are you moving off from Jimmy G?
He's got a bad wing.
I know, exactly.
He's doing the Baker Mayfield.
He's a warrior. Yeah. He sucked it up. He's got his team in the Super Bowl.
Twice!
The run that he went on in the playoffs, all because a safety drops an interception, though,
He drops a punt.
He drops a punt, pretty much.
It's just an airmailed pick. All you got to do is get underneath it and catch it.
But see how thin that line is in terms of the narrative for Jimmy G and, okay, the expectations. I mean, he was that close to another Super Bowl, another one. But, you know, that's the narrative on Jimmy G. And I think from Kyle Shanahan, the curiosity with Trey Lance moving up as far as they did to draft that guy, to me, they have to move on. They have to employ him as a quarterback.
You know, I think everybody knew, and we talked about it a lot here, Pritch, in this offseason. Of course, we knew Baker Mayfield couldn't, like, that was not going to work. Not when management says that when they get Deshaun Watson, that we now have an adult in the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's a direct slap in the face to Baker Mayfield. You know that can't happen. Kyle hasn't said those things about, you know, like he likes Jimmy G.
Right.
The problem is, and you know this, Doc knows this, when you're in those locker rooms, it could be like two rival sergeants, right? That even though they could be buddies in that quarterback room, the players are going to gravitate to two different camps.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's could fracture a football team, right? Because I saw it a little bit to a degree in D.C. after Robert Griffin III in that rookie year. They had Kirk Cousins there. And when things started to go south and the knee went down and then Kirk came in, if you remember the Cleveland game, he set the rookie passing record. And then Robert came out and did the press conference in street clothes. Like, it was like, he said, this is my football team. Like, whoa, like, we're not playing for the on the same side here. Like, we're drawing lines. Trey Lance at some point is going to say, this is my football team because I'm going to be here and it can't be one more year that they try to do this, can it?
No, it can't be. To me, I think the roster is too good. It's too volatile, too, if you think about the Debo Samuel situation. So you have to settle everything down if you're Kyle Shanahan and Lynch in that front office right there. Again, you elevated Trey Lance already. You drafted him third overall. The guy ran for, 1,100 yards in college, 1 year. So the curiosity of his skill set, because we see his skill set and his size on display right now with Josh Allen, right? And yes. So the growth and the prospects of that growth with Trey Lance at quarterback, I think is highly intriguing for Kyle Shanahan as a play caller. So to me, you move on from him. You have an offseason like you had this year. Jerry Rice endorsed Trey Lance recently. You saw those comments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that's good or bad because Jerry's out there running routes at 60 years old.
Is Jerry? He's not suiting up anymore.
He's not suiting up. But I don't know if that's good or bad thing. I mean, Jerry Rice, but 60 years old running routes for Trey Lance is another thing. But I think when you get an endorsement like that too within the organization, I mean, that is an endorsement, right? I mean, that is a high praise right there for a young player that needs that support. I mean, the quarterback is the ultimate alpha on the field.
Exactly.
You cannot have indecision. You cannot have doubt in any way with that position.
You know, and again, you know Mike Shanahan very, very well. And I know Mike from covering him in Washington, D.C. And I keep going back to Robert Griffin III's mm-hmm. rookie year. And when he came in out of Baylor, he and Kyle basically brought in, they talked to Art Briles extensively.
Right.
And they brought in the Baylor offense. And remember the shock and awe of game one when we had Griffining down in New Orleans, mm-hmm. and he goes on to win the Roy that year, and they win the division. Could we see shock and awe with San Francisco? 10 wins is what the total is here for this team. Could he already, Kyle, already be working on that game plan to whatever it is to make Trey Lance comfortable, like he did Robert coming
right.
into the league? And this is his second year in the league now, so this is not even a true rookie anymore in Trey Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Could we see that and really – the upside could be exactly what Niner fans are hoping for.
I think so, absolutely. I mean, I think we're talking about the sixth eligible, right? And so that's where, you know, Josh Allen is at right now. That's where Lamar Jackson is at. Jalen Hurts was there a little bit last year, too. And if you think about quarterbacks like that, what Trey Lance presents is his size, like a Josh Allen. So maybe he doesn't get banged up like a smaller Lamar Jackson or Jalen Hurts even. I mean, you're talking about Jalen Hurts last year in that kind of an offense, that style of offense, had almost 800 yards rushing.
Right.
And 10 touchdowns.
Oh, that was a great rushing team.
Exactly. So, you know, we know the 49ers want to rush the football like that. If they can incorporate a quarterback with that sixth eligible situation on the field, that can help out this roster even more. So I like that prospect.
I'm stunned how close, though. You look at those odds.
Right.
The Rams at plus $1.30
right.
and the Niners at plus $1.90. That's kind of like the Cowboys and the Eagles mm-hmm. in the NFC East. It's very, very close. Both plus money.
Right.
But you would expect, I would have expected that number to be Rams minus,
yeah.
right? And the Niners over $2. No, I think it's the belief in Kyle Shanahan that he's going to do something with Trey Lance in year number two.
What do you think the rushing yards player prop is going to be for Trey Lance?
Oh, my goodness. 550, 600.
Come over.
You going over?
Come
over. Let's talk some more NFL. Maybe let's go down to the Lone Star State in Texas and see what's going on with the Cowboys. Come on back. Lombardi Line on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Today's top horse racing plays from Express Bet analyst Jeff Siegel, both from Belmont Park. In the seventh race, Jeff likes number two, Cairo Memories, at a juicy 12-1 on the morning line. And in the ninth race, Jeff has number nine, Tis the Bomb, on top at 6-1. So you can wager on those races and more at First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN. And if you sign up today using the code Vegas22, you're going to get $100 in free bets. So go to VSiN.com/horses for details on this exclusive offers for VSiN fans. That's VSiN.com/horses. Back alongside Mike Pritchard, I am Dave Ross. This is the Lombardi Line right here on VSiN. And Pritch, I want to pick up where we left off. And again, we're going to have Doc Walker in the next segment. So we'll get into some Washington and Dallas rivalries that Doc and I had through the years of us working together back in D.C. But let's stay out west, because we talked about San Francisco and Jimmy Garoppolo, and we don't believe it's tenable for him to come back there. So he's more than likely going to be moved, like we saw Baker Mayfield going to Carolina. So the last dance spot or partner potentially feels like Seattle. But this is something, Pritch, that I wanted to pick your brain about, because I was in D.C. when Donovan McNabb got traded interdivision.
Right.
Right. Andy Reid said, all right, bye-bye, Donovan. You can go down I-95 and go play in Washington. The fan base was like, we're getting Donovan McNabb. Well, that didn't work out very well. And it was almost like, Andy Reid, you should have saw it. If he's going to trade in the division, then he's telling you something. We're not afraid of playing him twice a year. Do you think there's any reservations from the brain trust of Lynch and Shanahan to say, all right, Jimmy, we'll give you your last chance to start, and that could be in Seattle, where they have Drew Lock and Geno Smith. Do you think that's an actual landing spot potentially for Jimmy Garoppolo?
I mean, anywhere there's a West Coast offense, I believe it could be a landing spot for Jimmy G. It's fascinating, too, because before the injury, before the surgery in the offseason, we were all thinking Jimmy G was going to be a hot commodity.
Yes.
You know, and I think Lynch and Kyle Shanahan could appreciate the fact that they almost got to a Super Bowl that elevated his trade value. But then his trade value goes down because of the surgery, right? So I think the landing spot could be a number of places for Jimmy Garoppolo. And I believe what I truly believe, Dave, and I'll put it this way, John Lynch is a former player and a guy that's well-respected, will do what's best to help out Jimmy G. I don't think they're going to worry about, oh, he's going to the Seahawks and that's going to come back to hurt us, more so than how can we help your career at this time to thank you. I think there's that type of respect from Lynch, at least being around him, knowing him a little bit, and then understanding how he operates. I think he would go about it that way.
So if you are now Pete Carroll and John Schneider there in Seattle – so would this be something that you're looking to do? Because, you know, I kid about vacation and, you know, you take some time off. This is the last time. I mean, football players, you know what time of year this is right now. We're getting into July. Training camp is coming, baby. And when training camp starts, we lock it down.
Right.
So can you welcome in a new quarterback to lead your 53 kind of this late in the equation?
Yeah, you know, if it has the respect level, though. Like Baker Mayfield going to Carolina, I don't know if he's got the respect level in that locker room. That's going to be a challenge, right? But Jimmy G, who's played in the Super Bowl, who started the Super Bowl, who could have got back to another one last year, and then, okay, you're the Seattle Seahawks. You played against him. You know a little bit about him. Yeah, you know, you look at the dynamic of that team, and Drew Lock is an entitled quarterback. And it's not going to take long for the Seattle Seahawks and those players to figure that out. Whereas Jimmy G probably has something to prove, and I think you can respect that, at least as a player. I would respect that more so than some entitled player who thinks everything's owed to him, even though he hasn't really done anything in the National Football League yet.
See, and I go back again to in D.C., there was a quarterback there from BYU, John Beck, if we remember the great John Beck, and he held all these offseason programs and got all the guys together, and I'm going to be the leader. And look, John Beck, great guy. I always said this, I'd vote for him for president, but I don't want him to be my quarterback. So you can do all those things in the offseason, but when you get to training camp, you know, and certainly you guys as players know who can play and who can't.
Right?
So does it get borne out pretty quickly if Jimmy G's in that quarterback room with Seattle that, man, when he's got the wing and it's not a problem, this is the best option we would have a quarterback.
He also had the thumb, too. Don't forget that on the throwing hand. So, I mean, he had a lot of factors right there that could have limited his playing ability or his performances out there. But the Seattle Seahawks are in rebuild mode. Who knows what's going to happen with the organization as a whole. We know Russell Wilson wanted out of there for a lot of different reasons. And, okay, you do have to factor in how long is Pete Carroll going to be there, too. So I think if you're Jimmy G and if you have any say in it, I mean, I don't know what San Francisco is going to get back in return with the trade situation, but if you're Jimmy G, maybe you don't want to go there either, though, because you might be limited with your growth, your career. So it's a hard proposition at this point from Jimmy G, because you're about to go into training camp, and what you just outlined, you know, everybody's gone through the offseason, the programs, and you kind of feel what you're going to feel like when you get to training camp. You know who's going to be in place as your quarterback. Do you want to disrupt that, right? Or do you want to open up to some type of quarterback competition? I don't know any quarterback competitions that help football teams, especially teams that have designs on making the playoffs
and
making
a run in the playoffs.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think that's a great misnomer, because I think people look at it and go, oh, competition's good at every position. Mm. Maybe not a quarterback.
No.
You might want to have that solidified, because, you know, the old adage, if you got two quarterbacks, you got zero. Because, again, we always talk kind of about these split leaders. I'm really surprised at Russell Wilson that they let him go, because they did trade him to Denver. Now, they talked up Drew Lock on that day. The win total is 5.5. It's juiced to the over at -$1.40. And we've talked a lot about Kyle Shanahan and trusting the brain trust that is San Francisco with John Lynch. Do you trust Pete Carroll, Schneider, that they know what they're doing, that maybe we don't see it, but as a better, is it something that you might say, okay, they can get 6 wins?
Yeah. You know what Pete Carroll does very well, Dave, is create culture, though. You think about the Legion of Boom and what he did with Competition Wednesdays. I mean, even Russell Wilson was involved in this. It's like you have to fight for your job each and every week. And I think that's what Pete Carroll wants to go back to, because that was successful. That got them to a Super Bowl, and they won a Super Bowl, and they had a great run. Could have won another Super Bowl. So, you know, you look at that situation, and Pete Carroll can create that culture again. And okay, you're pretty excited about some of these draft choices as well, and some of these players that you have. And if they buy into it, then that culture seems like that could go over 5.5 right there.
What astonishes me is that this team somehow, and just remember, they basically had Russell Wilson with a pin, a nasty finger injury. Mm-hmm. They had Geno Smith a lot. Won 7 games last year.
Yeah.
So again, double dog daring you at 5.5, but you got a juice now at -$1.40.
Right.
If you want to play that over, it might be in Pete I trust. Because the other thing is, it didn't make any logical sense to me, Pritch. I was looking at Seattle, like the way they were running the ball at the end of the year, and Russell is, you know, in meaningless games, and Russ is being Russ. Let Russ cook, and everything looked great. And I was like, boy, I'm buying high in Seattle next year.
Yeah.
And then, boom, you trade him to Denver, and you go, what are you doing? Pete Carroll's 70 years young. Does he want to go through a full rebuild? It seemed like an odd – it didn't calculate to me. I think everybody else is writing the football obit on Pete, and maybe Pete has designs and sticking around longer than people think.
So we see in the National Football League, we'll see complicated offenses throwing the football, right? Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, all this stuff, and Josh Allen. I mean, we marvel at that. But when you're Pete Carroll and you understand the toughness of football, what are you going to do? You're going to run it. You're going to pound the rock. So if you look at their offensive line, they drafted Charles Cross right there, right? You got Gabe Jackson, who was a plow, basically up front at right guard. And, you know, Kernum, I mean, all these guys, big, big offensive linemen. But look at the backfield. Rashad Penny's coming on. I called games when he was in college. And if he stays healthy, he's a pretty decent back. And they drafted Kenny Walker the third right there, right? Mm-hmm. And so you still have Chris Carson, too. So
you know what they want to do.
They want to run the football. They want to pound the rock and play defense. And I think that feeds into the culture and the style of Pete Carroll.
So, like, I always say this to people, like, oh, that guy's too old, he's retired. Like, I'm never going to retire an athlete.
Right.
I'm never going to retire a coach. They want to do what I do for enjoyment, to watch them. I say, so be it. Keep going.
He's got energy, though.
Right? Like, Pete is not your typical 70-year-old.
Right.
And, you know, I know a lot of people out there, media and fans, go, that's rah-rah high school stuff. It doesn't work in the NFL. It's worked for Pete Carroll.
Right.
It worked even in New England, if you want to go way back. They were 8-8, and it didn't work so much for the Jets, but not a lot of things have worked out for the Jets. But it did actually work in New England before Parcells took over there, and then, of course, went back to SC. Had the famous what's your deal with Jim Harbaugh. It's one of the funniest exchanges of all time. But he has that energy, that fight in him, and it shows in his football teams.
It really does, Dave. I can't tell you how many times, I mean, you're feeling like hell out there. You're with your body and mentally, you're just not there. Okay, where is that energy going to come from? Who's going to bring it today? Is it going to be a player? But if your head coach is doing it, I mean, that just speaks volumes, right? I mean, you have no other choice but to elevate your energy right there, right? Absolutely.
Let's go, boys.
Absolutely.
And he's getting them. Okay, so if I made you wager on one of the two things, over San Francisco 10 or over Seattle 5.5, same division. Which play do you think would be
that's
the
good one? The,
right?
That's a really good one.
I hate winning the juice in $1.40.
Right.
But I think I've talked myself into impede I trust.
Oh boy, that's a good one.
You got to get 11 wins with Trey Lance.
I know.
That feels like a big jump to get. Like 10's a push.
Yeah.
But are you playing for a push?
No.
We're playing for a win.
Yeah, you talked me into the over 5.5 right there too. To be honest with you.
Right,
I mean, looking at the schedule too. Yeah, I can find 6 wins on that schedule right there.
No question. In Arizona, feels like they're going to be down. They don't have D-Hop for the first 6 games. Mm-hmm. First 6 games of the season,
right,
because he's going to be out with a PED suspension. So, LA Rams, is there a little general malaise, if you will, after winning the Super Bowl? We'll find out and see what San Francisco's doing at quarterback. When we come back, one of my favorite people on the planet, the DOC of Washington, D.C., Rick Doc Walker, on the Lombardi Line next on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Starting on Monday, VSiN is going to be having their first ever baseball betting pentathlon. Every weekday show and baseball analyst will be making 5 baseball bets over a span of 4 days to determine which show at VSiN is the best at betting baseball. On Monday, they're going to have to bet a total. On Tuesday, an underdog and a favorite. On Wednesday, a team on the run line. And Thursday, a prop bet. The winner will be announced on Friday morning, July 15th at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, on Follow the Money. Back here in the Lombardi Line, Dave Ross alongside Mike Pritchard. And I said this to you during the break. Rick Doc Walker is one of my favorite people that I've ever had the good fortune of working with, but just knowing as a person, he's just a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a great dude. But I have a question, Pritch, and I don't know why I never asked him in all the years that Doc and I worked together in D.C. You know, like you as a wide receiver, right, with the Falcons, did you guys like run as a group, like with the receivers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, they had a thing in the 80s called the Fun Bunch.
Right.
It was all the wide receiver, you know, skill guys. How did a big tight end from UCLA named Rick Doc Walker get into the Fun Bunch, Doc? How did that happen?
Well, if you create it, it's a pretty good chance you get a chance to be a part of it. So I was on the executive committee that created that thing, and Charlie Brown and Art Monk and these guys, Donnie Warren, Clint Didier, the tight ends that were involved, that team, and Mike will agree, was the closest team I've ever been a part of. And the closer your units, the it increases your chances to win, because everybody has talent. What everybody doesn't have is unity.
Mm.
Because of selfishness and stupidity and youth. And so to win, you really got to have that. You got to love your brother, man. You got to be willing to take a bullet for him. And in today's game with all the money and all the opportunities, just not that apparent.
You know, Doc, we often talk about it, and I describe it as culture. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly you were a part of an unbelievable culture with the Redskins. I'll take you back here because growing up, I was a Cowboys fan. I have not told Dave Ross's story.
Yes.
Oh, I was a Cowboys as a kid in the 70s.
No, that's why you're on the set with him. And I'm not.
I haven't
been offered a shot yet. Okay.
I'm about to change your mind, though, because I found out in the early 80s, I was playing high school football, and I found out Charlie Brown was a cousin of mine. Charleston, South Carolina. I was born in Sumter, South Carolina.
TV.
So, yeah, right. So I started to have an affinity towards being a wide receiver and also becoming a Redskins fan at that time as well.
Wow.
Well, look, Doc brought me a lot of pain covering the some of those Cowboy games with the DOC down there in Big D. Hey, let's stay there in D.C., though, this year, because you got Carson Wentz now, Doc. I know it's been a tumultuous offseason. It's always a tumultuous offseason in Washington, D.C. But I've heard some people on our network that are really Sean King. You know, won a Super Bowl in this league as a quarterback. He really likes your squad this year. Yeah. What do you make of your guys there in D.C. this year? Because I know you don't like to give out any false hope or praise, but do you think that Ron Rivera's got something going this year?
I think it's moving in the right direction. I'm pleased. Of course, I can't evaluate it, because I just don't evaluate football unless they're in full pads and then it's live. So it's the only sport in the universe that gets so much run, but yet you can't figure it out until they actually do it for keeps live. Now you got shells, walkthroughs, lingerie parties. You got all this stuff going on. But in the end, the teams that win, out-hit the teams that they beat. And they do it all year long. The toughest teams win. Can't develop toughness in a shell, in a bubble. You got to play football the way it was designed to be played. So when I see that, I'm going to feel good. Three factors. Quarterback, O-line, D-line. If you don't have those three, you can't check those boxes. You cannot win. They can check those boxes now. That's why I feel good.
All right, Doc. Well, let's look at one big box, and that's Carson Wentz, the quarterback right now. I mean, you just talked about toughness.
Better than what we had. Brother, you got to go with what you had.
Yeah.
A man is eating Vienna sausages and crackers. When he gets a chance at a steak, you can't look back at it because that's the best we've had.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at Carson. Carson's got to fix himself. This is his last shot to be QB1. And I got a chance to look him in his eyes. I believe that this guy can get it done with the help of his teammates. He can't do it alone. But I got to pull for Carson right now. He's my quarterback.
I'd be remiss. I got a great Colorado Buff, wins a national championship here at Colorado, now in the Pac-12. And I got the DOC, the great tight end from UCLA. What's going on with your conference, Doc? Did you see this coming with your alma mater, that USC and UCLA were going to go to the Midwest and join forces with the Big Ten?
No, but it's a money run, and you got to go get it, man. $80 million, I mean, what was their payout last year? Somewhere around $20 million or so. You go from 20 to 80. Dave, I know you've had multiple concussions, but you can figure that one out. This is about the ching-ching. And I know we're Stanford, UCLA, USC, top three of top five, all national championships. See, out west, we do it all. We're good at everything. But the rest of the country focuses in on one or two sports. And so we're going to find out now what happens to the rest of those sports and also tutors. And it's going to be some long flights and a lot of good chance to get some study and some tutoring done in those planes.
Yeah, absolutely. The money is real too, Doc, because I think my school included, you were looking at prospects of cutting some sports, Olympic sports, because of the lack of, I think a lot of people, bettors included, maybe not think about the fundraising aspect of college football too. I mean, we get the media rights deals, but that puts everybody on an even playing field from a payout standpoint. But you still have to fundraise. You still have to create excitement for the programs that way, too. So the move towards the Big Ten, I think, helps UCLA in a big way. I'm just concerned what happens with the Pac-12 now. Do they combine with another alliance here with another conference? Or do they try to expand and invite other schools into the Pac-12?
I grew up, I was a big fan of the AFL because I was following the Chiefs and Otis Taylor. That was my guy. And what was the AFL? They were exciting. They were throwing the ball down the field. And the NFL, New York Giants, was just rock 'em sock 'em. It was a merger. We're going to see that again. It's going to be the SEC. It's going to be the Big Ten. And everybody else is going to be knocking on the glass, trying to see their breath on the window because they're going to be out. This is about big time games, money, and wagering. And there's no better way to look at it right now in these two super conferences. This is the NFL. NCAA style. An NCAA may be a thing of the past.
Speaking of wagering, Doc, let's talk about your alma mater there and Chip Kelly, the fighting Chip Kellys. 10-1 is what you can get them right now if you think they can actually win the Pac-12, what they got, this year and maybe next year, and then that's it, the swan song, they're out. What do you make of Chip there in Westwood? Is he long for the part, or is this maybe on the hot seat this year?
No, I think Chip is in. They did a great job working with the bubble, as did Michigan State. Several programs who really were able to identify talent, get it in, and merge it well. They had a great unity, a great vibe on that team. They've got to duplicate that. They bring in a quarterback. Hell, he's been there 10 years. So if you can't win with experience at quarterback, now the question is, how close will they become? It's just like USC. They're going to be back in a hurry. But you can have they've always had the pieces. The key is that can they combine it and be a force of one? I like the way Utah plays in Oregon. And again, if I were picking people out of it, it might have been Oregon for me or Utah. Because I'm telling you, you got to look ahead. And I think those programs are definitely on the rise.
Okay, if you could only beat one opponent, would you prefer to beat USC or would you prefer to beat the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, both of them are kind of down, trending down, because they really haven't been significant since I had an afro. So I mean, it's very difficult, you know, for me to make that discussion. But all kidding aside, I'm pulling for the Trojans to get back on top. And, you know, for the Cowboys, listen, Dave, this is your show, so I'm going to give you respect on that. You guys have the best brand in the world. It just shows you that you no longer have to win to be significant. You make all the money. You got the biggest crowds. And you basically useless in the biggest moments. So that shows you America. I'm disappointed in America. It used to be all about winners, the standard, the blue ribbon or whatever. Now it's participation trophies. If you're uniform, if you got nice cheerleaders, then all of a sudden you get the vote. So you call it for whatever you want to do. I'm staying old school.
Got 45 seconds left with the great DOC, Rick Doc Walker in Washington, D.C. Doc, nobody's repeated in the NFC since 2003 when Donovan McNabb and the Eagles did it. It's been almost two decades. Do we get a new champion this year in the NFC, or do the Cowboys ride again?
What do you mean ride again? Oh, you're talking about a division champion? See, that's how you even know you're terrible. Because now your standard is to win the East. Once upon a time when Tom Landry walked those sidelines, you were forced to be reckoned with. Right now, you're all hype. You're Versace. You're Gucci. That's who you are right now, brother. You're overpriced, overvalued, and when it matters most, you do the least.
He's a national treasure in Washington, D.C. Doc, I miss you. You are simply the best.
I don't care. Sit me and leer and bring me out there if you miss me. But you're rolling in the bucks. All on me, you turned your back on me.
There he is, America, the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. Coming back, talking more football with Mike Fisher next on the 141 of Beeson, the Sports Betting Network.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using the code VEASAN200. Win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any MLB game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Eligibility restrictions to apply. MLB trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. Continuing the conversation here on the Lombardi Line with Mike Pritchard, I am Dave Ross. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Really great having Doc Walker on in the last segment to talk all things football, certainly in Washington, D.C., and in the Pac-12. And I want to keep going on the Pac-12 with you, Pritch, because, you know, I asked him about Chip Kelly and whether or not he's on the hot seat at UCLA. Doc doesn't believe so. 10-1 to win that division. I found it interesting that he said he roots for USC to be better because it makes the conference better.
Right.
So it is nice. He loves the way Utah plays. I do, too. Oregon's interesting to me at 3-1. What do you make of the quack attack? Because I think Utah, finally, at least now in the betting market, is getting the respect they garner. USC, that feels like a Lincoln Riley move to me. That, like, hey, maybe you get the transfer quarterback, comes from Oklahoma with the head coach. So they got the pieces in place at quarterback and head coach. So that's why there's the smaller favorite. Do you think these numbers are accurate in your estimation?
I think they're the best that bookmakers can do at this point because of the transfer portal, because of so much movement that we've had and the future of college football. I mean, as bettors, we got to think about college football differently. At least I am. I went wire to wire last year with Georgia.
Wow.
Just looking at the recruiting trends, I'm thinking, okay, they're finally settled at quarterback. Even though they didn't go the direction I was thinking they were going to go with quarterback. But that roster was stellar, though, if you look at Georgia. And so I rode them all year long and cashed that ticket there. Now, betting the Pac-12 is interesting because as bettors, do we look at it as we look at National Football League? Like, to me, I think you have to. Because the continuity aspect or recruiting goes so far, right? You can land a top five quarterback, but that quarterback's not going to be there. He's going to transfer to another school because he wants an opportunity right away. So we got to look at college football differently. SC won the offseason. Right. Absolutely, hands down, won free agency. Lincoln Riley, then you throw in the quarterback. There's continuity between the quarterback and head coach now, right?
Which is huge.
Play caller. Mm-hmm. And then you throw in the Blitnikoff Award winner, the best wide receiver in college. And so you look at SC now, and okay, you change your mind from a recruiting standpoint and betting SC that way because it's not the same. But if you can go out and win the offseason with free agents, now incorporate that in college football. And to me, SC stands out. They're plus 200 here. Utah has the old model.
Yeah.
Right? Whittingham and recruiting and the culture and all that. We're going to stick around. That's what that is at plus 250. Oregon's got a new coach, recruited very well. But to me, SC won the offseason in the whole landscape of college football last year.
With the, you know, I jokingly call it the Pac-3. We'll figure out, to your point, do they add teams here in the coming years? But for this year, does it affect the kids? When they hear that, some of those kids are like, hey, I'm not even going to be here in 2 years. Mm-hmm. I'll be long gone when they go to the Big Ten. Right. I'll always be a Pac-12er, right? Does it affect anything inside those locker rooms? Or do you think this is all – they're insulated from that, and that's what the ADs have to deal with. But for the kids with the coach, it's not going to affect their play on the field.
It really is a great question, Dave, because I think the dynamics are changing. Like, you have – because of NIL, you have high-profile players, Heisman Trophy candidates driving around in McLaurins.
Right.
Right? Lamborghinis, right? I mean, you have millions of dollars waiting for these players. So as a bettor, you have to factor that in. And I'll give you a great reason why. Our junior year at college, we went undefeated. We lost to Notre Dame in the national championship game. We thought Alfred Williams, our premium player, was going to go to the National Football League.
Right.
He says, I'm not going. I want to win a national championship. Now, fast forward that to today.
No chance.
Alfred would have been the number one draft choice because he probably would have left after his junior year.
Right.
But so I think you have, like, for instance, Caleb Williams. How long is he going to be the quarterback at SC? Does he really want to win a national championship, or does he want to, I don't know, up his dollars or up his value for the draft, the NFL draft? So I think there's that dynamic in play more so than there ever has been. But as a player, though, and certainly you look at the roster, they're going to win a lot of games. Now, winning a national championship is different, but we're talking about Pac-12 odds and stuff like that. I think that's something you can bet with a highly talented roster like SC.
What a fascinating – I had no idea about that with Alfred Williams, and what a beast of a player he was.
Incredible.
And like, just, it feels like a foregone era. Right, but you remember Peyton Manning? Of course, he did it famously at Tennessee, and you know, did the band thing. And I'm coming back, and people are like, "What? You're the number one pick." So you know, you can remember Mark Sanchez when he was there at SC, and Pete Carroll came out and said, "You're not ready," and Mark's like, "I'm gone," and he was still a high draft pick. So that day and age, it is so far removed. That's why it is interesting that you get the quarterback and the head coach to go together at USC, and I wonder. At 9.5 wins for SC, is that good enough for you as a bettor to say, because they have the continuity that they had in Oklahoma, and I know it's just two pieces, but it's two huge pieces in today's day and age, right, with all the moving parts going on literally in the conference, but also with other rosters, they haven't done it at SC, But they did do it at Lincoln.
Right.
Well, with in Norman, Oklahoma, mm-hmm. With Lincoln Riley. So does that also play into the fact that they're the small favorite? And again, just a little bit to the over
sure.
at 9.5
I think so. I mean, you look at their schedule, Rice, Stanford, Fresno State, Oregon State, Arizona State right there, Washington State. So you're 6-0 before you go on the road against Utah. That matchup, which everybody's going to be looking at. And so the game after that is on the road against Arizona as well. And so all focus is going to be on Utah.
7-1 at worst is what you're looking at there.
At worst, right? Right. And then after you got Cal and then Colorado after that. So you're looking at, what's that, 8-9-1 at worst, right?
Got to get one more.
So UCLA, which I don't think that rivalry is what it used to be. And then the big boy against Notre Dame. But that's going to be at home.
Right.
So can you see an undefeated season right there if they get through Utah? I mean, if everybody's healthy too as well. But you look at the roster, the transfer portal, Brendan Rice, Jerry Rice's son, transferred right there, and he's an afterthought now because of all the firepower that they have at wide receiver right now.
How long – because, you know, you make the point in the NFL that you almost have to look at it like the NFL now, mm-hmm. right, with all the changes and the moving parts.
Without a depth chart.
Right.
Because you can have all these great athletes, and you can have as many as you would like, or you can hold on your roster.
Is there any other team in the Pac-12 that you think could surprise? Because I think we're right on with USC and Utah as the two smallest favorites on the board. Again, different ways to do it. All new at SC, and it's the old standby in Utah. You know what you're going to get with that roster, right? Oregon does feel like a bit of an unknown. To me, at 3-1, that's not long enough odds
right.
to make a play there. UCLA is interesting because, you know, Chip Kelly, the offense does seem to work. And I know he's been a punching bag, and a lot of people like to take shots at Chip. I don't necessarily think he's done a bad job. I think he's been an average job, mm-hmm. if you will, so far at UCLA. And then Washington at 12-1. The Huskies have been down a little bit more than they've been up recently.
Well, to me, UCLA, Chip Kelly's problem with that offense is you have to have a defense that can get off the field. I understand the up-tempo. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's calling the plays from the sideline now. Everybody's doing what Chip Kelly
it's not new anymore.
It's not new anymore, so you're prepared for it. You're not huddling up like Chip Kelly never really did, so everybody's prepared for it. I think the element of surprise is gone for Chip Kelly now. Mm. But if you don't have a defense and you're up and down the field or you're 3-and-out in under a minute, and now your defense has to go back on the field and they're fatigued, what good is that doing for you, right? And so I get it. Chip Kelly and what he represented a long time ago within the Pac-12, I don't know if it's the same. I don't know if it's the same until – you also have players that want to get to the league. And is that style of play going to help me get to the league too? And so I don't know if Kelly's going to be able to recruit – to that level that like a Lincoln Riley and other people want to do.
I had to put my glasses on for a second when I looked at your alma mater and I saw the win total.
Yeah.
3.
Yep.
3. Rich, tell me.
Oh, man. I wish I could tell you something different. I do. I think it's juice to the under, too, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So is there any hope for the bus, or is this a complete rebuild we got going on?
It is. We're one of those schools that Doc talked about. We can see our breath trying to knock on the door to get in to the club now. So I don't know what's going to happen. We have a transfer quarterback from Tennessee who got banged up last year, so we're excited about that. But we got decimated by the transfer portal. Carl Durrell, who's a UCLA guy, but mm-hmm. He wants success to come back to the Buffs. He's got a lot of work to do. And first of all, I think he's got to build the confidence up of the program again. So that's where we are. We got to build our confidence up before competing at a high level on the field.
Fascinating when you look at the Pac-12 and what might happen this year. When we come back, we're going to do a little who would you rather? We'll give you some choices of who you'd rather have and some correlated numbers with those NFL players. Come on back, Mike Pritchard and I, right here on the Lombardi Line on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.